Now, this fall, a new charter school will open its doors. Kulia Academy will occupy space at the old St. John's the Baptist School in Kalihi. Its focus will be on science, technology, and math, with an emphasis on data science, artificial intelligence, and coding. We talked to Executive Director Andy Goche and Board Member Karen Awana about how the plan for this new school was hatched.
We've been at this for about 8 years, since 2016, looking at a charter school that would provide STEM, AI education for students, and particularly in areas where they may not have the exposure to have that type of curriculum in their school. So we worked together and worked very hard and very long to get our charter school application.
And so how did you folks, I guess, get, you know, the board together and just get enough like-minded people to launch something like this?
So through friends, we found each other. And then in our community, we found additional founding team members. And we had numerous meetings working on putting together an application. And we had numerous community meetings, getting input from our community members. And that shaped our charter proposal through the years.
So what's the plan for this fall?
The plan is to start with 100 students by the end of July, and expand the following year with another 100 students coming in to our sixth grade. So every year adding a grade level until it becomes a full middle and high school.
And so then how do you find the faculty to launch a school like this?
Well, the question on faculty, I would, you know, heed Andy's input because he is the executive director and he is hiring.
We have really high standards for our teachers because our curriculum demands a lot, not only from students, but also from teachers too, from administrators too. I've been a charter school administrator for about 20 years now, so I have a lot of connections. So we all use our connections to find teachers. For me, it's mostly STEM teachers, math, science, technology teachers. We also have professors of English and ESL on our board. So they help us also find high quality teachers for English language arts. We also advertise online platforms and we have been interviewing teachers. We have already secured most of our teachers, still interviewing a couple of more teachers.
And what's the focus on the grade level?
Starting with only sixth grade this coming school year, and then adding seventh grade, eighth grade, every year one grade level.
And so how does that work? Because AI is changing so fast. So, how do you keep abreast of the changes in technology?
First of all, it's been hard. We came up with the idea that data science and AI will be the rising careers of the future. And every single career, no matter what, psychology, law, whatever, you name it, they will require AI in the future. So we said we need to teach data science and AI. And I lived in Silicon Valley before. So I called my buddies at the high-tech companies, data scientists and AI engineers. I said, we would like to do this. And a couple of them said, it's not even easy to do it with undergrads. How are you going to do it in middle school? We said, we would like to do it. This is like, this is our mission. So we worked on it for about 6 months. Now we have a 6-year curriculum from MIT, Stanford, UCLA, and some other private initiatives on data science and AI. But the question is, of course, it's an evolving field. So we already hired our data science and AI teacher in the beginning of January, and he's been working on updating our curriculum, and he was a data scientist before we hired him at UT Austin in Texas. So he came from a university data science background. He was doing data science and teaching AI at Johns Hopkins College, Johns Hopkins summer courses for high school students. So it's ingrained in our program that we will be updating our program. also with the help of professors from colleges through the years.
One of the biggest challenges that all charter schools face is facilities. Can you talk about the conversations the board members have had around that?
Sure. We have someone who is a member on our governing board, or initially on our governing board, who has a background in real estate, as well as some individuals in the community. They had made mention that there were some Catholic schools which were previously open that were closing due to the school closure. So we went ahead and we spoke with the diocese, a lot of negotiations, and initially at one site, and then finally at St. John the Baptist in Kalihi is the area that we were able to secure a venue, which is, I believe it's a very good move because it has been a school before. They have the infrastructure in place. They have the elevators. They also have a science lab that's already been created. So it's almost like we're just moving into an area that was most recently not occupied.
Wow, so being able to secure a lease for the right. for the school.
Right yeah, that's a big blessing. And I mean, it's a great facility. The science lab, the computer lab, the IT infrastructure is there. We are just upgrading. It's a great, great opportunity.
And the place where it is located, it's located right next to an elementary school.
Yeah.
So we've had discussions with the principal there in hopes that it could be a feeder for many sixth graders.
We were talking to Karen Awana and Andy Goche of the Kulia Academy, a new data science and AI charter school opening later this fall. We'll have more of our conversation with them after a break.
Support for HPR comes from Magnolia Boutique and Gallery in Kahala Mall, featuring pop-ups with emerging artists Julia Sakamoto of Julia Yuka Studio and Momi Antonio of Swell Aloha, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m., April 21st.
Let's continue our interview with Kalia Academy's Executive Director Andy Goche and Board Member Karen Awana. Kulia is a new charter school opening soon in Kalihi that will focus on data science, artificial intelligence, and coding. And so what do you say to people that are wondering, well, then what do you offer that maybe another charter school like the Myron B. Thompson, you know, School of Technology that they don't offer, you know, if you're talking STEM focus?
So every single school from now on will claim that they will be covering AI. Maybe not data science. Not most people know what data science is. But what usually happens is a guest speaker is called. They talk about AI and most of the time dangers of AI, how we should navigate. But in our case, we have an intensive six-year curriculum. Students have computer science classes every day. And they literally learn the algorithms, coding, planning, testing AI. And you might have heard Elon Musk was saying, I don't care about a college diploma or even a high school diploma. If you have the skills, I'm going to hire you. We care about the college diploma, but we would like to teach our students those skills. Some of our students might be able to secure jobs before even going to college, but we want them to go to college, of course. So this is an intensive six-year curriculum with the real data science algorithms, coding, all of those.
And are you hoping, you know, that there may be, say, students are being homeschooled, you know, that you offer then that little extra something that they just can't get at home because their parents aren't, you know, you know, down this path?
We are getting a lot of applications from homeschooled students too. In the future, we would like to share our program with other schools and open it to students homeschooled. In the current time, we are laser focused on having a stellar startup at the school. But also, we would like to offer adult classes too. AI might be a little bit too demanding, but there are some other computer science areas like quality assurance, cybersecurity, that through a 6-month or 8-month course, some community members might be able to secure IT jobs. So we are planning to add those gradually after our hopefully school opening.
And then anything else you want to add just about, you know, how people can get information and how to sign up?
Well, our applications will be always open.
Yes.
However, we will be starting up on our initial lottery in April 20th.
Yeah.
So you can go online, Facebook, on our website, if you'd like to find out more information on Kulia Academy. And we'd also like to share that we've chosen that location because of the makeup of the community. We want to reach out to that community to share with them the opportunities that are available to them, to their families. We're also talking about having classes for families who may not have a computer, may not have a laptop, to help bridge those gaps between, you know, the parents who may be a first generation resident to the islands and their children who are learning these types of technologies.
Right, so we want to close that digital divide and the chasm, you know, between the haves and the have-nots.
Yes.
And get the generations together talking the same language.
So, yeah, as a charter school, we don't have attendance or residence boundaries. And we have been receiving applications from all over the island. Our lottery is on April 20th, but we continue receiving applications. At this moment, we are also receiving applications. We are accepting applications from fourth graders for not this coming school year, but the following school year. So if there are interested students, they can just go ahead and apply on our website, which is kuliaacademy.org.
And that was Andy Oche and Karen Awana, who are with the Kulia Academy. It's a new charter school planning to open its doors this fall. The window for applications is narrowing, though. A lottery for the 106 grade slots will take place April 20th. Officials say more than 100 families have already applied, thus the lottery. We will have a link on the conversation page of our website later today.